Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Ches, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis Heichi Dami Mesukenes. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida and Shloima Ben Chayale. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The sugya began at the beginning of yesterday's daf, and it will Be'ezus Hashem conclude at the end of today's daf. So this is a two daf sugya regarding Hashoichet Es HaMesukenes. So we know that a nevela, one is not allowed to eat. A treifa, one is not allowed to eat. What about a Mesukenes? A Mesukenes is an animal that's at the end of its life. It's alive, hence it's not a nevela. It doesn't have one of the simani treifa, hence it's not a treifa. But at the same time, it's a animal that clearly does not have a long time to live. The Mishnah says that even though you could have thought that maybe it's not okay for one to shecht the mesukenes and eat it, the halach is hashoichet es hamesukenes is going to be kosher. Stating that, the only time it's okay to shecht the mesukenes and then eat from its meat is if it shows a sign of life during the course of the shechita. Meaning, we're a little bit concerned that maybe at the onset of the shechita, the animal died and it wasn't able to survive the shechita. Again, an animal's not supposed to survive the shechita, but it wasn't able to survive the part of the shechita that it is supposed to survive, so that we could say that it was killed al yidei the shechita of the Rav Simanim. Now, what exactly is the definition of chiyus? That was a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah. The first shita was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, which, by the way, there's a big shaila amongst the Rishonim. Is the Girsa Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, or is the Girsa Rabbi Gamliel? Rashi and Tosfos are actually Geiris, not the way we have it in the Mishnah. They're Geiris Rabbi Gamliel, not Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But regardless, the first shita of the Mishnah was that if it jerks its hand and its foot, if it's mefarches, it's yad v'regel, that would be a sign of life. Rabbi Eliezer, we saw in the Mishnah, was also the Shita of Reb Shimon, said that if it was Zinka Dam, if it coughed up blood, that would be a sign that it was alive. And finally, the Shita of the Chachamim was, it's Toli and Pirchus, but it doesn't have to be Mefarches Yad V'Regel, or Yad O'Regel, that in itself would be okay, or if it wagged its tail, that would also be a sign of life. We spoke out Tosfos that says that even though the Lashon HaMishnah had Shoichet Es HaMesukenes sounds like it's only a B'diavid, truth is, you could do a L'chatchila. You just have to make sure that Mark de Islay, it's going to have a sign of life. But as long as it survives the Shechita, then the halach is Hashoichet Es HaMesukenes is not only something that's B'diavid, it's something that's L'chatchila as well. That was the Mishnah. The first part of the Sugya discussed how is it that we know that a Shoichet Es HaMesukenes is something that's okay. Now, the Gemara's immediate reaction to this whole discussion was, how do you know that a Shoichet Es HaMesukenes is Sharia? Umimai Teisaga Daiten Dasira? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, Zoi Sachaya Ashatoichlu. And we learn from the Achaya Echol Vesheino Chaya Loi Soichal. Now, Lafia MS, we darshan Lamute Trefa. But the truth is, Mechatesius Lamute Trefa. It should be Lamute anything that doesn't have the ability to live. A Mesukenes doesn't have the ability to live. It's a quote unquote Eino Chaya. And based on that Pasuk, you would have thought it's Asr. And if that's the case, how do you know it's Mutter? The Gemara, in the course of the daf, made four suggestions, three of which stood. The first one was that from the fact that the Torah says a treifa zaser, so it's a meres, the mesukenes, that's bechlal masayim mana in the treifa, is really mutter. The second makar was from a pasuk that discusses the chelev of a nevela and the chelev of a treifa. And the third makar was we learn it from a pasuk in Yecheskel, which, by the way, we know throughout Shas there are many, many halachas that are learned from psukim in Yecheskel. Ad kedei kach, one of the slangs in the Talmud Bavli is this halacha ad da'asi Yecheskel man agmara. If this is something that's learned from Yecheskel, how do we know it before Yecheskel? The Gemara always says that it was a hilchas gemiri law, was halacha l'moish. We've seen that for asi Yecheskel v'asmachakra. But either way, chalk this up as another halacha that's learned from the world and from the Navi Yecheskel. Either way, today we are going to continue to discuss this very light, albeit critical topic within the world of Shechitas Chulin. part two of the sugya of Ashoichet es hamisukent. Zok the Heilige Gemara, again, 11 lines from the bottom of the Aflamet Zayin Amadbeis. Hichidami misukenes. What is the definition of misukenes? So, loosely translated, a misukenes is an animal that's ot. We saw the end of yesterday's daf. The Sheikhtim are screaming, kois, kois, shech, shech. But the Gemara wants to know a more technical definition of a misukenes. I'm Rabbi Yudama Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his great Rabbi Rav, kol shema mi den oisav eno imedes. If this animal is so weak that if you would put it on its 4 feet, it would not be able to stand, meaning it would come falling down, that's a sign that it's a misukenes. That's when this halacha applies. Which halacha? It's mutta lechatchila, but only if it's mefarches, only if it shows some sort of life during the course of the shechita. Rab Chanina bar Shlamya mishmei Rav Amar, Rab Chanina bar Shlamya, who was also a Talmud of Rav, so he was Moisef. He said, I heard from the Rebbe Rav, afilo eicheles bekoyos. He's not coming to argue, Rashi says. He's coming to add. And that is that if this animal is mamid enoisa ve'inu emedes, even if it has the koyach to eat little twigs, that's still a sign that it's a misukenes, and the halacha of Ashoichet misukenes would apply. Rami bar Yecheskel Amar, and here too Rashi says, he's not coming to argue, he's coming to be moisef, afilo eicheles koyos, that when Rav said afilo eicheles bekoyos, he didn't mean only bekoyos as opposed to koyos, even if it has even a bigger appetite, and its teeth apparently are the teeth of a young, frisch ox. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if it's mamid enoisa ve'eino emedes, it doesn't matter how gezint his appetite is, and how well his mouth is operating. At the same time, it's going to have a halacha of it, Mr. Kenna says, the Gemara, Besura Masni Hachi. Everything that we just said is the way this halacha was presented in Surah. So again, what did we just say? The Rabbi Yudam Rav said, Hechidami Misukenes, Kol Shem Amid, the Noisef Eino Imenes. Rabbi Chanina Bar Shlamya said over the name of Rav, he was Moisef even if it eats Bekoyos. And Rami Bar Yecheska was Moisef even more than that, even if it eats Koyos. The Pumbadisa Masni Hachi, but in Pumbadisa they had a different version of this. Very similar. In fact, it's so similar, you have to do a double take to see what the difference is. Hechidami Misukenes, and Pumbadisa they said that, what's a Misukenes? Amr Vida Marav. Rabbi Yudam Rav said, Kol Shem Amid, and Oiso, the Eino Imedes. Same definition. Afilu eicheles bekoyos. Even if it eats bekoyos, Rabbi Yecheskel said, afilu eicheles koyos. Not only if it eats bekoyos, these little twigs, but even if it eats koyos, it eats beans. Still, it's going to be considered misukenes if it doesn't have the ability to stand on its feet. What's the difference between the way they had it in Surah, the way they had it in Pumbadisa? So in Surah, there were three names. Rabbi Yudam Arav said the taich of misukenes. Rab Chanina bar Shlamya Mishmei Derav added afilu eicheles bekoyos, and then Rabbi bar Yecheskel added on top of that, even if it eats koyos. In Pumbadisa, they had a little differently. In Pumbadisa, they said that Rabbi Yehuda Marav gave the definition of misukenes, and he added afilu eicheles bekoyos, and Rabbi bar Yecheskel was the one that added afilu eicheles koyos. Okay, Gemara. Ashkechinu Shmuel the Tamid de Rav. Shmuel met the Talmidim of Rav. We know a lot of the Talmidim of Rav, after Rav passed away, Rav was much older than Shmuel. So after Rav passed away, went to learn in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel. But Ashkechinu Shmuel the Talmid de Rav. Shmuel meets the Talmidim of Rav, Amalahu, he told him, my Omer Rav in Misukenes. You have a Chiddush, something you can tell me that Rav said in the world of Misukenes. Amar Leisa, they told him, Hachi Omer Rav, I'll tell you what Rav said. That as it relates to a Misukenes, where the halacha is that if it showed life and vitality through the course of the Shechita, the halacha is it's going to be okay, even lechatchila. What is a definition of life? So Rav gave his definition, Goya. If it makes the sound that an animal makes. So if it's a cow, it moos. Or if it's some other animal, it does whatever those animals do on the farm. Or if it goes to the bathroom. Or if it wagged its ear, raise a pirchus. These are all examples of pirchus, and if it's mefarchus, then the halacha is that it's a sign of life. So when Shmuel heard what the Talmid of Rav said in the name of Rav, what is the definition of life as it relates to a misukenes? He told him, it's trichale la abba la zuze oini. So Abba Rashi says, was a lashon of chashivos that Shmuel would refer to his friend Rav as. Abba is like saying Rav, like saying Rebbe. And Shmuel had a lot of respect for Rav, and that's why he called him Rav. Tosfos says just the opposite. Tosfos says that the Shem HaEtzem of Rav was Abba, and just because Shmuel was a chaver of Rav, so he felt close to him and he called him by his name. He didn't have to refer to him as Rav. But regardless, he said that does Rav need that it should even wag its ear? Meaning that's like a very intense level of chilas. Meaning, it sounds like, according to Rav, the bar is set very, very high in terms of what the definition of pirchus is. Okay, what does Shmuel hold? Sha'ani Yomer, Shmuel said, kol she'enoi dvarim. So we have the Gersa Shehamisa, but if you look at the Shittim Bekubetzes, they change it to Shehamisa, that kol she'enoi dvarim Shehamisa oisa, anything that a animal doesn't do when it dies, meaning any movement that's not a sign of death is, by process of elimination, going to be considered a sign of life. So according to Rav, a sign of life means something proactive, something aggressive. It's Goya, it's a Tilarei, Kishkisha Ba'azna, which seems like he's the biggest of the three. According to Shmuel, any movement, unless it's a movement that's natural for an animal to do when it dies, then obviously it would be a sign of death, not a sign of life. But as long as it's not that, that would be okay. Says the Gemara, Man inu dvarim shamesa oisa. In the world of Shmuel, so what is an example of something shamesa oisa? So we know that that is eliminated as being a sign of life, but everything else would be considered a sign of life. Amar Rav Anan, Rav Anan said, L'didi mifishali minei damar Shmuel. I heard it from Shmuel. This is what he said. Hoisi yada kfufa. In the event that the hand of the animal was bent, upashtesa, and then it spread its hand out, davash hamesa oisa. That's davash hamesa oisa. That would not be considered a sign of life. Pshuta, if however it was outstretched, v'kafafa, and then it bent its hand, varm she'ina mesa oisa, that's something that the mesa doesn't do, and that would be considered a sign of life. So according to Rav, it's goya hatilurei, kishkisha ba'azna. According to Shmuel, as long as it's not something that a mesa does, that would be a sign of life. And the Gemara said, what is an example of something that a mesa does, so I know what's not something that a mesa does, so I know what's considered a pirchus, what's a sign of life. So Rav Anan said, Shmuel explained it to me. Freak the Gemara, my kamashmuan. It sounds a little bit like, you know, Shmuel had to explain what's a sign of life, what's not a sign of life. Right, Rav Anan says, I heard it directly from Shmuel. Isn't it a mefurisha mishnah? Meaning, it's a mefurisha mishnah, what's considered a dover shamesa oisa. Tonino, the Mishnah said, behema dak is pashti yadav leyechzira. A behema dak that was pashti yadav leyechzira. Psula, that lach is its pasul. She'in elo itzahas nefesh. Because that's a sign of death. That's something that the animal naturally does as it dies. It's not a sign of life. And what do you see from here? Ha, chzira ksheira. That it's only if it's pashti yadav. But let's say fakert. Let's say the animal was, hand was stretched out, and then it brought it back in. It sounds like that would be kosher. Meaning the Mishnah told me what is not considered a sign of life. One thing and one thing only, which is exactly what Shmuel said. So Amar Rav Anan, Shmuel explained it to me. Why are we even having this conversation? All I need Shmuel to say is that as long as it's not a davar shamesa oisa, I know that it's considered a sign of life. What that is? And really, the Mishnah said both things that Shmuel said. Shmuel said that if it stretches his hand out, it's a sign of death. If it brings its hand in, it's not a sign of death. Both things are in the Mishnah. Stretches his hand out is explicit in the Mishnah. Bringing its hand back in is implicit in the Mishnah. But both of those things are technically in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, almost true. Im masnisen had all I had was the Mishnah. Hava mina, I would have thought, dafka de kaifa upashta vader kaifalo. The only time it's considered a sign of life is if the hand was bent, he stretched his hand out, and then he brought it back in. So you were a meilech and a mevi, right? You went a full circle, you did a round trip, that's when it's considered a sign of life. Aval pshuta v'kafas alai. But let's say the hand was stretched and he brought it back in, maybe not. Now the Mishnah only said if the hand was bent and then he stretched it out, it's not a sign of life. But you'd be able to think that what's the difference if you do it this way, you do it that way. When the Mishnah said that if you stretch it out, it's not a sign of life, it's lafuki because you only went one way and you have to do a round trip. It's the one way trip that bothers me. There could have been welcome to say that Kamash Malan, that's Rav Anan said, he explained it to me a little bit better. I mean, I know the Mishnah addresses it, but the Mishnah is a little bit sussum and I needed to explain it to me, and essentially he was explaining his own position, but the bottom line is, we have here Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, what the definition of life is as it relates to Ashleichet Esa Mesokanes. According to Rav, it's way more than it is according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it's Goya, it's Etilurei, it's Kishkisha Ba'azna. According to Shmuel, any movement, as long as it's not what? As long as it's not something that a Mesa is Oysa, and what does the Mesa do? We have it in the Mishnah, and we have Shina Kosov L'Akiv, Shmuel himself told it to Rav Anan, and that is, as long as it's not a situation where the animal took its hand and just jerked it outwards at the time of the shechita. Anything other than that would qualify as a sign of life, and you'd be allowed to eat this animal. Faith Gemara Akasha. It's Akasha on Rav. Beisavei. Rabbi Yossi says, if the animal made it sounds at the time of the shechita, it's not considered a pirchos. Rabbi Yossi said in his name. So whose name is this? Is it Rabbi Yossi's name or Rabbi Meir's name? So Rashi knew we weren't going to be sure, and that's why Rashi says Mishmoy shel Rabbi Yossi. But either way, Rabbi Yossi said the name Rabbi Yossi. Afilu hitilo rei, even if it was matul rei, the kishkish of his nava, or it wagged its tail, ain't a pirchos. It's not considered a pirchos. What's the kasha? Two kashas. Kasha goya, goya kasha rei, rei. Rav said goya is a sign of life. It's mefurish, Rabbi Yossi, oimer, hoya, Rabbi Meir, oimer, goya b'shashchita, ein ze perchos. And Rav said that if it's matul rei, it's a sign of life. And Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that afilu hitilu rei is not considered a sign of life. So you have a stira goya goya, you have a stira rei rei. So the Gemara says they're both not right. Goya goya like kasha. Why not? Hada avikola, hada amikola. Not all sounds that the animal makes are the same. So if it has a thick voice when it makes his moo sound, so then it's going to be considered a sign of life. If it's amikola, if it has a shvacha voice at that point, then it won't be. Rei rei. Nami lo kasha kam b'shoiseses kam b'matrezes. Shoiseses means where it was matl rei, but it was very close to where it was. Matrezes means where it shoots out l'mei rochik. That is considered already a much more of a sign of life. And if it's matrezes, that's what Rav was referring to when he said, Hitilo rei, harei ze pirchos. So this really concludes the first part of the daf. Before we go weiter, so we have Ramachlik is Rav and Shmuel. What's the definition of life as it relates to Hashoichtas and Misokanis, right? If it shows life during the Shechita, that means it survived the Shechita killed it, it's good. If not, not. Hechidami, what is an example of life? Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, right? Throughout Shas, you have a Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Here too, you have a Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Goya ve'hitila rei ve'kishkish ba'azna. Now we clarified it a little bit. Goya means avikola. Hitila rei means matrezes. But kishkish ba'azna, these things, hareze perchos. According to Shmuel, no, anything that it does, as long as it's not the one thing that we know an animal naturally and instinctively does as it's dying, anything else is going to be a sign of life. Tosfos, it's the top tos on the Yom, he doesn't ask it as a kasha, and he doesn't explain it with a teretz, but he addresses the obvious question. We had a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, there were three pshatim amongst the Tanaim, what the definition of life is. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or Rabbi Gamliel, pick your girsa, said that it's achat tefarches biyadu beregel. Rabbi Eliezer, we saw, also the sheet of Rabbi Shimon said, dayum zinka. And then finally, we had the sheet of the Chachamim that said, if it's mefarches diyad, or the regel, or it wags his tail. So we have three shitas hatanam. Why are Rav and Shmuel arguing in a shayla that tanam already debated? Right? Just let's pick an example. We know there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Hocha b'mamon acharoyv, ein hocha b'mamon acharoyv. If that was the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfin, it would make sense. It should be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Here's another one. You have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If Achashverosh was a melech chachamay or a melech tippeshay. Right? So if that was already a machlokes Tanoim, so you wouldn't have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel not supposed to argue with what's mefurish somewhere in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. This is a mefurish in Mishnah. Why are they arguing? So Tosfos says that it's muchach, that they weren't being mechadish the machloikis. And really the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is which shita in the Mishnah that we paskin like. And Rav, who was machmir, and Rav said that if it's Goya, v'tilurei, v'kishkish, v'azna, and even Goya means avikolo, and even v'tilurei reads mimatrezes, he's going like the most chomer of the three shitas in the Mishnah. And who's the most chomer of the three shitas in the Mishnah? The first shita, the shita sachachomer, has to be mefarches yad and regal. So Rav is paskening like the first shita, the shita of the Tanakama, whereas Shmuel that said that no, as long as it does anything, that's going to be okay. That's the third sheet of the Mishnah. It's the Shita Sachachamim that says if it moved its yad or its regal or its kishkish and beznava, all those things would be fine. The bottom line is Zoktosfos ain hachinami. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not this new machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's really a machlokes which one of the shitas of the Mishnah do we paskin like. Either way, on that note, we now turn our attention to the next part of the daf, which is going to take us almost until the very, very end of the daf. So, high level, what's about to happen now is the Gemara is going to discuss. So, as it relates to Mesukenes. If it shows life during the Shechita, it's kosher. If it doesn't show life during the Shechita, it's not going to be kosher. At what point of the Shechita would it have to show life? The beginning of the Shechita? The middle of the Shechita? The end of the Shechita, right? I mean, I guess those are the three possibilities. Now, you would think that for sure, the best case scenario would be the end. Because the whole idea is to make sure it survives the Shechita. So if it shows life at the beginning of the Shechita, but it didn't show life be'emtza or be'sof ha-Shechita, then how do I know it actually survived the Shechita? So the best you can get is that if it showed life be'sof ha-Shechita, that would be great. Next best would be be'emtza. Because you know for sure it survived the Tchilas HaShita, it's still knocking during the middle, I was going to say kicking, but that's a bad pun. It's still kicking in the middle of the Shechita, so that gives you a better chance of knowing that it's alive at the end of the Shechita. And of course, the worst case scenario, or the least you would have, is if it showed life, Tchilas HaShita. The bottom line is it Betchila, Be'emtza, or Besoif? Spoiler alert, it's three shitas amongst the Amayram. Rav Chisda holds, as we'll see, Be'emtza. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds, Besoif. Rava holds, Betchila. How they all come about in their respective shitas, so that's something that we're going to see now as we go through the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Pirchas Sha'amru, Besoif Shchit. As it relates to Pirchas, that the Tanam said, a behema misukenes, that's mefarches, is going to be fine, it means it was mefarches besoif shchita. Now what does this mean, pirches sha'amru? So Rashi says, Rav Chisda said, ani shamati besoif shchita. The sha'amru is, I actually heard a shmua that it's totally in soif shchita. Stating that, my besoif shchita, Rav Chisda said, you know what? This Shmua meant when they said that the Pirchas has to be Besoif Shchita, it's Be'emtza Shchita. It means Be'emtza Shchita. So why do you say Besoif Shchita? It's Lafuke Tchila Shchita. Besoif is just Lafuke Tchila, but really it's all about the Emtza HaShchita. Meaning you could have thought that you need that Tchila Shchita is enough. Kamash Malan Soif, but not that it has to be Mamish by the Spitz Soif. As long as it's Be'emtza, then already you know that it's surviving the Shechita, and there's no reason to assume that it's going to end up dying at the very, very end. Zok de Gemara, I'm Rav Chizda, but no, I mean Allah. How do I know this? Meaning, how do I know that this Shmua, that Pirchas Besoif Shechita doesn't mean Besoif Shechita Mamish, but it means Be'emtza. So meaning, not Soif, but not Chila, but Be'emtza. Said the Tanan, I know from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Behemet Daksha Pashti Yad V'Leich Zira Psul. Right, the Mishnah gave an example of where, if the animal was Mefarches, it's not a sign of life. What was it? A Behemet Daka that was Pashti Yad V'Leich Zira. We just spoke a lot about that. It said, Rav Chisda, when exactly did this happen? Ilema Besoif Shechita. If it happened at the end of the Shechita, Kol Heichi Teichi V'Tezel. What, has to live so long? Meaning, if it happened besoif shchita, essentially what you're telling me is that if this animal is still able to make this kind of movement, besoif shchita mamish. And Rashi adds that if it happens besoif shchita, it's going to probably continue even after the shchita, because the soif shchita is like a nanosecond. So it's going to happen even at the end of the shchita. So you're telling me that if it has that much life at the very end of the shchita, it's not a sign of life, it's a sign of death. Sign of death would mean if it happened like before the Gemara of the shchita. But even the Mishnah that says there's this jerk that the animal does at the end of its life, that's a sign of death. But it can't be that it's doing it big Gemara shchita, or maybe better even after the shchita already concluded. It's not possible. Ela be'emtza shchita. Obviously it did it be'emtza shchita. So what do you see from the Mishnah? That really a Pirchas Be'emtza Shchit is enough, just this Pirchas is not enough. But it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, Zak Rav Chisda, that a Pirchas Be'emtza Shchit is fine. Ay, Shamati Soif Shchita, must be Lafuke Tchila Shchita. But you want to know how I know Emtza Shchita? That's how I know. I'm going to say, Rava told Rav Chisda, I disagree with you. Lo Yilam Soif Shchita. Could be Soif Shchita means Soif Shchita, which means Soif Shchita. Ay, what's your kasha? If it's Soif Shchita, that means the Pirchas that's not good be Soif Shchita is even not good be Soif Shchita, as in the Gemar Shchita, maybe even a second after the Shechita. How's that possible? What was the kasha called? Heichi teichi v'tezel? Zok Rava, yes. Sha'ani yoymer, kol she'ena oisa came b'soif Shechita. Any animal that doesn't do this b'soif Shechita, b'yaduash and nishmas and the tulei man l'kaidim l'kein, it must be that it died earlier. Now there was some balabatish machlik is going on over here, but the bottom line is, Rav Chisda felt that there's no way that if an animal jerks in any way, shape, or form at the gemar of the Shechita, that it would be anything other than a sign of life. Which means then that when the Mishnah says that a behemadaka that's pashta yada is not a sign of life, must be talking about it was Be'emtza, which means that the sugya of Pirchas is playing itself out Be'emtza. Rava says, I categorically disagree with your premise. I think that, no, there is an idea that Bigmar Shechita, an animal, will sometimes jerk, and it could be that movement will even go beyond after the Shechita was already completed, and it's still considered a sign of death, which means then that there's no hechrich, that the sugya of Pirchas is playing itself out. Emsa, it could be it's very much playing itself out this life. Either way, that's the first shita, pretty straightforward. It's shita's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that Shamati, I heard there's an inyan of soif shita, but he clarified what does soif shita mean. It means lafuke tchila shita, but really, it's be'emtza hashchita. So again, it doesn't have to be besoif shchita. Tchila shchita would be too early in the game, because just because it was alive at the tchila shchita doesn't mean it survived the emtza and the soif. But as long as it's be'emtza, that's that happy medium, and over there it's going to be okay. Nachma Yitzchak Amar. Rab Nachma Yitzchak said, Pirchus Amru betchila shchita. He said that when it says Pirchus, it means betchila shchita. He didn't hear this shmua that it's soif shmita. He's kofra koil on that. He said that you want to know what Pirchas is, tchila shchita. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained, no, I mean, how do I know that it's tchila shchita? And he brought a geshmak eraya. The time we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shem said, Sheikh Balayla, if someone checks in the morning, and he woke up and he saw that the walls were filled with blood. Ksheirat Allah is the animal's going to be kosher. Meaning, you shechted him as Sukenis at night, and you don't know whether it showed signs of life simply because you couldn't see. It was Laila. So if you wake up in the morning and you see the walls are filled with blood, it's kosher. Shezinka, because it means that it coughed up blood. Ukimidas Rebbe Eliezer, Shitas Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah, who said that zinka is a sign of Pirchus, that's a sign of life. Mashmul explained that what does the Mishnah mean when it says Ulamacha Matzak Solom Leim Dam? It means Kaisle Beis Hashchita. It doesn't mean the walls of the barn. It means the Kaisle Beis Hashchita. Okay, now, if you're going to tell me that Tchila Shchita is enough shaper, then I understand the halacha of the Mishnah. El Yamr B'Soiv Shchita. But if you're going to tell me it's soif shchita. And by the way, whether soif shchita means soif shchita mamish, or like Rav Chisda explained, it means be'emsa shchita. Leichus delma betchila shchita zinka. How do you know when you wake up and you see that beis hashchita maleim dam? How do you know that zinka took place be'emsa shchita? How do you know it took place be'soif shchita? Maybe it took place betchila shchita. Elamai, we don't care when it took place. So you see mefurish that even if it happened betchila shchita, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Rashi, it's a longish Rashi, says that why did the Gemara throw in the middle that when it says in the Mishnah l'macha matzak solam leim dam amashmul koisle be'shchitin? Like, why was that important to the narrative? Let's say the koislim mean the walls of the barn, the shlachtois. Would anything change? So Rashi says, yeah. Because Rashi says that if an animal coughs up blood outside, you would actually be able to tell. Again, we're not farmers or shaykhtim. So if an animal would cough up blood and you walk in, you see like a murder scene. There's this big mess on the ground. You'd actually be able to tell whether this zinka took place betchila be'emtza b'soif. There would be a way to know. If it's in the beis hashchita, there's no way to know. And that's why the Gemara had to throw in va'amar Shmuel koisle beis hashchita shaninu, because it's actually ma'akiv in the Gemara's raya. Without Shmuel's memory, there's no Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. But either way, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, I have a mefurish raya from the Mishnah, because you see in the Mishnah that Reb Shimon said that Hashoichet Balayla Ulamacha Matzak Solam Leim Dam Ksheira She Zinka Ukeshitas Reb Eliezer that Daya Im Zinka, and there's no way for you to know the dam which is on the Ksolam. If Ksolam means Kois Lebeis Hashchita the way Shmuel explained, there would be no way in the world to know if it happened Betchila B'Emtza B'Soif. Vice, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter when it happened. Even if it was Betchila, that in itself is going to be okay. Must be Pirchus works. I feel a Betchila Shchita. But the Gemara has a kasha. V'Dulma Shani Zinuk the Adif. Maybe there's a chilek between the sign of life that is zinuk versus the signs of life that come from just the animal throwing its hand or his feet and making different movements and jerks. Maybe there's a certain preferential treatment that zinuk gets because maybe that's a greater sign of life. In other words, it could be that as it relates to just being mefarches the yad, the regal, etc., if it happened betchila, that wouldn't be a raya necessarily that it survived. But if it had so much koyach that it was able to be a zinuk, well, that's a raya that for sure it's able to survive. So it could be ordinarily a simon of chias betchila is not a giluy on be'emtza b'soif, but maybe zinuk is better. But the Gemara says you can't say that because umi adif is zinuk better, and this is gishmak. We're going to learn up the Mishnah now. But nah, the Mishnah said as follows. Again, remember the Mishnah, there were three shittas. The first shita was Rav Shimon Gamliel or Rabbi Gamliel that said achet tefarches yad beregel. Rabbi Eliezer comes second, and he says daya in zimka. What do you see from daya in zimka? I mean, you have to be mefarches yad beregel. You have to do less. Even if you're a zinka, what do you see from that zinka is less than yad v'regel? But the Gemara says, I don't know if that's such a taina, because I could always say kal midirabba gamliel. Here you see the Ger says rabba gamliel, not like in the Mishnah, it's Roshim gamliel, v'adaf midirabbanon. But maybe it's more than the rabbanon. So meaning, enochinami, klapi the sheet of the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Achinami. It's Dayan Zinka. But at the same time, it could be Zinka is better than the third sheet. What was the third sheet? At Shet Farchis Yad Oiregel. So if you're going to compare and contrast those two, and Achinami, Zinka Betchila Shchita would be enough. But it's not a Raya Al Koponim Al Libid Chachamim. It'd be a Raya according to Rabbi Gamliel. But it won't be a Raya Al Libid Chachamim that if it was Mefarchis Yad Oiregel Betchila Shchita, that would be okay. But the Gemara said, Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Amali Sam Barchil Ko. Samir Bar Chikoy told that Akshiba Avua de Bar Abuvram, that Avua, the father of Bar Abuvram, who Rashi says was Abuvram, asked, the Amilah, some say Achu de Bar Abuvram, it wasn't the father of Bar Abuvram, who was Abuvram, but it was the brother of Bar Abuvram, that with the Rabbanim Yadav. Could you suggest that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is a more Chamadig sheet than the Rabbanim? Can't be. Why? Because by the time we learned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim, the Chamim with the third sheet, what did they say? Ashut Tefarches, Oy Biyad, Oy Beregel. Right? That's the third sheet, the other Yad, other Regel. Rabbanim Haikani. Who are the Rabbanim referring to? Ile Mad Rabbi Gamliel. Are they going back to Rabbi Gamliel? And that's what it sounds like a little bit, right? Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Shut Farches Yad Beregel. And the Rabbanim come along and they say, Oy Yad, Oy Regel. But if that's the case, Kivan Shapirch, the Lashon Achet Tefarches Oy Biyad Oy Beregel sounds like you gotta do more. No, it's not enough. Add until you go a little. What do you mean? It's less. What he should have said was a Lashon that connotes less. For example, Kivan, right? That would be a Lashon that would mean less. Achet Tefarches means I gotta do more. Kivan Shepirchesa means that I don't have to do so much, right? Yad Viregel. Whichever one you did first, other the yad, other the regal, that's going to be okay. Ella pshita, right? We always say this. There's an ella, and then there's an ella pshita. Ella pshita is posh, just from the grammar, ad Rabbi Eliezer, that he's commenting on Rabbi Eliezer, which makes sense. The first shita was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel. Second shita is Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim ma'imrim to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the e-adif, if it's adif, if it's more, or meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer is more than the Chachamim, then Maya, then again, it doesn't make sense, the Lashon of Avad. Again, it should have said a Lashon of Kivan, not a Lashon of Avad. So it's Poshit. It's Poshit, that the Chachamim can't be talking to the first sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel / Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It has to be that they're talking to Rabbi Eliezer. And if they're talking to Rabbi Eliezer and use the Lashon of Ad, must be Rabbi Eliezer is the less stringent position. Bottom line, if that's the case, you see that Rabbi Eliezer is less than Rabbi Gamliel. Daya im Zinka, he said it, Bokhtzainer. You see that Rabbi Eliezer is less than the Chachamim, not from what Rabbi Eliezer said, but from what the Chachamim said. They said Ad. So Rabbi Eliezer is the least of the Shittas. Zokt Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if Rabbi Eliezer says Zinka is enough, and in Rabbi Eliezer you see it's enough if it's Petchila Shchita. How do I know that? From Rabbi Shimon, who was going B'Shittas, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you find the walls of the Beis HaShchita with Dam, that's a sign of life, even though I don't know if it happened in the beginning, the middle, the end, because frankly I don't care. Well, if that's the case, and it's true B'Zinka, which is the least of all, then it's certainly going to be true for everything else. This is the sheet of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that holds, not like this Shmur, the Rav Chisda heard, Soif Shmita, and he was clearing. We've called it Shita, Shmita, and Shchita in the course of this stuff. Here's the disclaimer. It's always Shchita. But either way, so it's not like this Shmua that, figure out what else we could call it. It's not like this Shita or this Shmua or Shchita or Shmita. I'm lost now. It's not like what Rav Chisda had heard, and that is that it's Soif Shmita. Soif Shchita. And we're trying to figure out if it's Be'emtza or really Besoif. But rather, what it is Betchila. Regardless, we've done two of the three Shittos, and now we're up to the third Shitta about Shchita. Rava, my Rava says, Pirchasham, that when Chazal said Pirchas, it's Besoif Shechita. He heard the same thing Rav Chisda heard, right? He heard it's Soif Shechita. But he didn't say that Soif means really Emtza, and the only reason we're calling it Soif is Lafuke Techila. But rather, the reason we're calling it Soif, because we mean what we say, and we say what we mean. Soif means literally Soif. If it meant Emtza, we would have said Emtza. That is Rav Shechita. Oh my, Rav said, Mena, I mean Allah. How do I know this? Now it's interesting. Rav Chisda proved his Shita from the Mishnah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak proved his Shita from the Mishnah. Rava is not going to prove his Shita from the Mishnah. In fact, it's going to be a wild Tzushtel. This is very much Mimerchak Tavi Lachma. So says Rava, how do I know this? Tanya, I know from the following price. It says in the Torah, Shor, Oy Kesef, Oy Eiz, Ki Yivolit. Oy Yeshivas Yomim Tachazim, Oy Yem Hashmir, V'holi Yerotz, L'Krabit Yishol Hashem. It's a very important Pasuk. This Pasuk tells us the Halacha that you're not allowed to shecht an animal until it's 8 days old. We know the Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabban, Parshas Emor, that says that we compare a carbon to a person. And just like a person, a boy, Bris Milah happens by Yom Hashmini, so too it's by Yom Hashmini V'Holo Yeiratzeh, as it relates to an animal as well. And this is the Makar to this famous raid, the Goyim brings us in his Bir Agra and Hilchas Milah, that when a person is Machnis, a son, with Brisa Yishal Avram Avinu, Be'itayu Bezmane, even Shalai Be'itayu Bezmane, he's bringing a carbon. He's not just doing a mitzvah. From this comparison that Chazal made in the Din Yom HaShmini as it relates to Bris Milah versus Yom HaShmini, that a child has to be 8 days old. So this is the pshute shomikra of this pasuk, stating that Chazal darshan this pasuk and learned that a lot of other halachas. It says Shor Oy Kesef. Rashi says the word Oy is extra. Didn't have to say Oy Kesef. We learn from it Prat Lekalayim. So in the event you would have this mixed breed of animals, it wouldn't be kosher to be brought as a carbon. It says Oy Eiz. Again, the word Oy is extra. And we learn from there Prat Lenidma. So what's a Nidma? So by the way, this is sugyas that's going to be coming up towards the latter part of the Masechta. But a Nidma is where a sheep and a goat gave birth to a child. The child is technically a goat, but it looks like a sheep. The bottom line is, it's not something you can bring as a carbon. Ki yivaled, when it says ki yivaled, we learn from the Pratli Yitzhak Doifin that the only time an animal's called should be born as a carbon is if the birth was a natural birth. If, however, it was a C-section, right, it wasn't born naturally, Yitzhak Doifin, it's not going to be kosher. It says, Vaiter v'hoya shivas yomim, we learn from the Pratli Mechosazman, has to be 7 days old. That's pretty straightforward. And tachas imoy, Pratli Yosim, that if the animal is a Yosim, it can't be born as a carbon, says the Gemara. Rav is going to work. Hay yasim hechidami. What does the Braisa mean when it says that a yasim can't be brought as a carbon? Does it mean when we say yasim? How do we define yasim? It means that there was a mother animal, gave birth to a child, v'hadamesa, and then at some point it died. So right now this child doesn't have a mother, which is the definition of a yasim. But says the Gemara, lo'olam techi v'tezel, right, we had the same nusach on Amaral. What, this animal, the mother has to live forever? It's a funny halacha, that if the animal doesn't have a mother, it's a yasim, and you can't bring it as a carbon, it doesn't make sense. Ella, the mesa v'yolidite. Maybe what it means is, not that at some point, a year later, the mother died. But it means the mother died before the child, before this animal was born. Well, if that's the case, says the mother, b'chi yivali nafka. If the mother died while the baby was in its womb, that means the mother lost the ability to deliver the child naturally, which means that the child is going to be a yoytza doifin, which means it's already nismayit from ki yivali. I don't need tachasimai to teach me that. Elazok de gemara. Pshita, right? This is not just an El Pshita, right? Those two possibilities are not possibilities. The first one is just because it's untenable, and the second one is because it's already taken. I already have a drasha for this. El Pshita, what must have happened was, is that Pirish Lamisav, is that Pirish Lachaim? It must be mamish at the gemar of the later, right as the baby animal was being born, Zepirish Lamisa, the mother, Vezepirish Lachayim, the child, says Rava. Yeah, Bishloima bin Chiyusa b'Soif Leida. Bishloima, if what the Pasuk essentially is telling me when it says Tachasimoy, Prat Liyasim is that the mother has to be alive, Mamish at the end of the Leida, Haino Ditzrakro Lamute, so I get this Drasha. Meaning, it wasn't Ismaid from Kivaled, because the animal, the mother, was alive long enough to deliver naturally. But at the second, mamish gita viyade banka achas zepirish lechaim zepirish lamisa elii amr loy bin chiyusa b'soif leida. But if you're going to tell me that you don't need that the mother should be alive at the soif leida, and if it would die a little bit earlier, right? That's what this halacha is coming to teach me. Well, if that's the case, lamali b'chiv, lamali, then why do I need the drasha? B'chiv ali nafka, I know b'chiv ali. This is a little bit of a wordy Gemara, which is why it's a little bit hard to read in real time. We're sort of repeating ourselves. But basically, what Rav is saying is that it's clear that this drasha of Tachas Ima is coming to say that the mother has to be alive all the way to the end through the Gemara of the Shechita. But if it dies mamish at the Gemara Shechita, then it's not going to be okay. Why? Because if it's coming to tell me anything other than that, that if the mother died before that, that's when it's going to be a problem. But really, it doesn't have to be alive till the very, very end of the Shechita. Well, that was already in Ismail from Kiyivale. So must be, what we're coming to say is that this halacha of Tachas Imai, and Tachas Imai teaches me that if it's Zeh Pirish L'chaim, Zeh Pirish L'misa, it's going to be a psul, because it's not Tachas Imai, meaning it has to be alive a little bit more than that. Good. This is a brisa. So again, you have a brisa that learns that a whole bunch of halachas from the pasuk shor, oy kesef, oy eis, ki yivolet, voyeshivas yamim tachas imay. What we need is tachas imay. Teaches me pratli yasim, heichidami yasim. It's talking about we're at the gemara of the shechita, zepir shachaim, zepir shlamisa. What do you need? You need that it should be alive, the mother, a little bit more than that. Once it's alive a little bit more than that, it's, as long as it wasn't zepir shlamisa, zepir shachaim, you don't need that it should be alive forever. Right? Lo'ilam techi v'tezel is not a requirement. But at the very least, it has to be up to that. And Rava backed into how I know that's what the drush is. That's the wordiness over here. Okay, so what does it have to do with our sugya? We're learning a sugya of a sheichet emesukenes, where it's mefarches, and we're trying to figure out when the perches has to be. Rav Shita is soif shchita. I know from this braisa. So if you take a look at Rashi, ze pirish lamisa. So Rashi says as follows: Vashmi inon kra. So essentially, what's this pasuk of Tachas Imai teaching me? The beinon chios ad gemar leita, that the mother has to be alive until the gemar leita ula acher leidamat. And it even has to be alive a little bit after the later. Because if it's Zeh Pirish L'chaim, Zeh Pirish L'misa, that's exactly what we're memayit from Tachas Imai. The Eloi, and if not, Havalei Yosem. It's going to be a Yosem, right? The Al-Korche Hai Tachas Imai, L'mutei Chaya Be'emtza Leida, U'meisa B'gmar Leida, Asi, right? That's obviously what it's coming to Imai. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? So if you skip to Rashi, Lomali Kro, Michi Yivali Nafka, Zak Rashi, that you see from here, Shma Mina, that Kol Milsa Debo Barabonon Chiyusa, Be'inon Shiyeheba Chiyus B'Gmar Dilei. You see from here that any time Chazal say you have to have Chiyus, you would have to have the Chiyus when? Mamish, all the way at the very, very end. The Chiyus that the mother has to have, it has to have all the way to the end. So when we say that the Hema Mesukenes has to have Chiyus, otherwise it's going to be a problem, it means it has to have Chiyus all the way till the end. So again, what's the Tushtel? That whenever Chazal said you need Chiyus, it means Chiyus Adasof, Adagmar. You see it from this halacha, because otherwise the animal is going to be considered a Yasin. And if you see it over there, you're going to see it as it relates to a Behema Mesukenes as well. So what's the Sikum? What's the recap to this second part of the daf? The halach is that a sheikh mesukenes, if it shows life during the course of the shechita, it's going to be okay. The question is, at what point of the shechita does it have to show life? It's a three-man machlekes. Rav Chizda said, be'emtza shechita. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, be'tchila shechita. And Rava said, be'soif shechita. And they all had a raya. Rav Chizda's raya that it's be'emtza shechita was really based on a shmur that he heard. Right? He heard a shmur, soif shechita, but he knew soif shechita couldn't mean soif shechita. Mamish, it can't mean tchila shechita, because that's for sure not soif shechita. So he knew that it has to be be'emtza shechita. Why? Because you see that an animal that jerks itself in a way that a mesa will sometimes do is not considered a sign of life. And Rav Chizda's mind, if that would happen besoif shechita, for sure would be a sign of life. Elamai, the sugya Pirchus is not talking about soif shechita mamish, it's all about be'emtza shechita. So you see clearly, Pirchus, be'emtza shechita is going to be fine. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Pirchus betchila shechita is okay. What was his raya? His raya was for Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, if someone sheichet balayla and he finds that the walls of the base hashchita, maleim dam, that's a sign that there was zinka. Zinka is a sign of life. Kemidas Reb Eliezer, and that will be okay. You have no way of knowing if it happened. Betchila b'emtza b'soif. Vaisos, you don't care. And don't tell me zinka maybe is more, because zinka is actually less. We went through the Mishnah. We heard it on it. You see that from the three shitas in the Mishnah, there's no question in the world. The most chamerdige shita is the shita of Reb Gamliel or Reb Shimon Gamliel. Second is the Chachamim, and third is Rabbi Eliezer. So for Rabbi Eliezer, Tchila Shita is enough. Certainly it's going to be okay for the other Shitas. And then finally, Rava said that Soif Shchita and Soif Shchita Mamish What's my raya? My raya is, because you see, whenever we talk about chiyas always means the gemar. I know it from the gemar of the leida of a yasim in the world of karbonos, and the same is going to be true here. What does Rava do with Rav Chisda's raya? Rav Chisda had a raya that saif doesn't mean saif, it means b'emtza. So if you remember, Rava addressed it already. Rava was the one who was doicher Rav Chisda's raya. Amar Rava lo'olam b'saif shchita. Sha'ani yoymer kol she'ino isa kem b'saif shchita. B'yadua she'nishmas ha'natulei meru kailam l'chein. When we learned Gemara in real time, we didn't realize that Rava was really setting himself up to be able to go ahead and say another pshat. So the reason Rava didn't hear of Rav Chisda's raya, he already addressed that he was the balplukta, he was the one that was makrish raya that he brought. What about Rav Shimon's raya? Doesn't Rav Shimon have like a really good raya? Or Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's raya from Rav Shimon? You see Zinka, and Zinka you have no way of knowing if it's b'tchila b'emtzo b'soif. That seems to be a good raya. And this is something that the whole Shmua has to be miyashiv. Rav Chisda's pshad in the Shmua, Rav's pshad in the Shmua, heading miyashiv that. So Tosfos speaks it out, and Tosfos says that it was loy shchiach for the zinuk to happen, but chila was always shchiach for it to happen in the slave. So even though it's true, beyond a reasonable doubt, you have no way to know, but the mitzias is that usually the zinka took place besaif. And being that usually the zinka took place besaif, so it's fair to assume that that's what happened over here as well. Either way, moving along to the third part of the daf. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchis aki hamasnisa. As it relates to the halachis of all these dinin, it follows the following braisa. The braisa says, Behem adakash pashti yada, v'loy hichzira psula, that a behem adaka that was pashti yada, v'loy hichzira psula. So again, a behem adaka, as opposed to a behem adagasa, it was pashti yada, stretched his hand out, it was loy hichzira psula. We knew this already from the Mishnah, because that's a sign of death, not a sign of life. But medvar mamurim stating that, says the braisa b'yat, that's only true if it was pashti v'yat. Avo b'regel, if it was the foot, bein pashta v'loy kafafa, bein kafafa v'loy pashta, it doesn't matter if it stretched out or it stretched it back, in either situation, k'sher, it's going to be kosher. But medvar mamurim zok de braisa b'daka, it's only true if it's a behem adaka. Avo b'gasa, if it's a behem agasa, then bein biyad bein beregel, right? Behem adaka matters if it's the yad of the regel. But over here, bein biyad bein beregel, bein pashta v'loy kafafa, bein kafafa v'loy pashta, k'sher, in all situations, it's going to be kosher. And as it relates to a bird, afilu loy rifreif elagapoy. Rashi says rifreif is less than kishkush. So whatever kishkush is, just subtract a little bit and you have a rifreif. But even if it wagged something, it's a wing, for loy kishkush, right? And it didn't do a kishkush, because rifreif is less than kishkush. Oh, I'm sorry, for like kishkush el is navai, and it was mekashkitz in zon of areza pirchus, then it itself would be considered a pirchus. So Rava says, you want to know the halachis? I'm going to give you the halachis. The halachis are like this. It comes to behem adaka, if it's pashta, it's a sign of death. If it brings it back in, that's already a sign of life. That's only true if it's the hand. If it's the foot, pashta, kafa, it's all in the same. That's all true for behem adaka. Behem agasa, doesn't matter if it's the hand or the foot, and if it went out or in every situation will be fine. And by the way, as it relates to a bird, even it just gives a little tweak or tweet, even that itself is going to be okay. And the Gemara asks, I understand, my kamash malon, what's the grace of chiddush over here of Rava? Tonini, isn't it a Mishnah? Isn't it a Mishnah? Behem adaka, the Mishnah said, she poshte yod v'lo yechzira psula, she'en elo yitzas nafesh. That was the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah wasn't nearly as wordy as the Braisa. That should not come as news to anybody. But at the same time, really, everything that you have in the Braisa, you can extrapolate from the Mishnah. Why? Because what does the Mishnah say? Behem adaka, she poshte yod. Oh, yod in regaloi. Sounds like as it relates to the regal, no, the foot is always going to be a sign of life, it's always going to be kosher. Not just that, it's a payment daka, daka in gasaloi. So you see, clearly as it relates to gasa, doesn't matter hand or foot, it's always going to be fine. So what's the kasha? It's really mefurish in the Mishnah. So if it's mefurish in the Mishnah, so it's not a kasha on the price, so it's a kasha on Rava. Rava said, Hilchasaki hamas naisa. Of course that's the halachas, mefurish in Mishnah. Rashi explains, because we know halacha kistam Mishnah. And being that halacha is kistam Mishnah, and if this is all a stam Mishnah, so I don't need to know of a price to know what the halacha is. Meaning, it sounds like Rava walked into Beis Medrash and said, I'm going to tell you halacha, you have to, everyone listen clearly, because it's a very important halacha lamaisa. The halacha is, behem adaka, yad, regal, gasa, agansa maisa. This way, that way. It's so obvious. Everyone knows this. Any person that's a ben esel a mishnah is going to know this halacha because he's going to know that the mishnah said it's a stam mishnah behem madaka dak in gasaloi shepashta yada yada in ragloloi. So isn't it all mafurish? And the mishnah the gemara says yes. Oif It's trichale de loitnan. The one part of this braisa that Ravin needed in order to lay down the law of the land was as relates to oif. Didn't say one word about rifrif. We wouldn't remember that. Didn't say the word rifrif in the Mishnah. That was something that is only exclusively in the braisa. And it's for that reason that Ravin felt he had to say hilchasa ki ha mas naisa x. Hail, and really this is an exhale on the whole sugya of Hashoichet as a Misukana. So as it relates to raid, two horrors. The first, we're going to go back to the Beis HaLevi and talk a little bit more about it. The second one is Dvar Agada, just to end this series of intense daffin on a little bit of a lighter note. So over the last several days, we've been discussing the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Beis Simen Yud Aleph, which discusses Shitas Rashi in the sugya of Hechlid B'miyat Simonim, which is on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and Shah B'miyat Simonim, which is on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara, in two places here in Perek HaShoichet, had an Ibaya. What happens if somebody messes up Shoichet B'miyat Simonim? He tripped up on one of the Halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. On Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Gemara's question is, if he did Chalada B'miyat Simonim. On Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara's shayla is, he did Shehiya B'miyat Simonim. Both cases, Hechla b'miyat simanu mau, Shah b'miyat simanu mau, and the Gemara gives the same answer. In both sugyas, it's a one-word answer, teku. Tishbi yataris kushas v'ibais. We mentioned that this machlok is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, had to learn Pashpashan in the Gemara. Rashi learns that the Shaila was, in the event, that the Shaykhid already did Roiv of the Simen b'kashos, but he messed up in the miyut pasra. Do we say that being that Roiv is really all you need and he already got Roiv right, so this is a kasher shchita, and it's for that reason what you do in the Miyat Basra is neither here nor there? Or do you say, being that you went weiter, so the halach is now you have no choice but you have to get it right, and if you got it wrong, you're a Moisef Kerei? Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik with Rashi, and the primary reason is because how could it be that if you already got the shchita right, even though you decided to go weiter, but if you messed up only in the Miyat Basra, would be an issue. And it's because of that, Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Shaila was Hechlid v'shah b'miyat simanim, but not the Miyat Basra. It was only the Miyat Kama. Now you ended up getting Roiv right, hence the Shaila. But the point is, it was not the Miyat Basra where the mistake occurred, but rather it was the Miyat Kama where the mistake occurred. We mentioned that as it relates to Shitas Rashi, there's a big machlokes rishonim, what Rashi meant. The Rashi Teres Habayis, the Marshal in Yam Shel Shloima, and really Rav Rishonim understood that even Rashi, who learned that there's a sugya in two places, Lamed on Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Al, Hechel Miyat Basra, Shabim Miyat Basra, and there's a tzad that even though you got it right, maybe now you were Moisef Gareya, it's only Midi Rabbana. With guys at the Miyat Basra, out to the Miyat Kam. But Midi Raisa, it's Pashit. Once you get it right, you got it right, there's no way to mess it up. Stating that, the Tvoshah brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that said that Aliba de Rashi, the Gemara is Ibaya, is an Ibaya de Raisa. And it's even matched that way from Rashi, because Rashi says that being that the Gemara says, Teiku, the Halach is we go to Chumrah, and if it's a Shaila of the Rabbanan, it would be a Sveik of the Rabbanan Lakula. And from the fact that we go to Chumrah, it's Mashmah, it's a Sveik of the Raisa Lakumrah. And if that's the case, really, the Shaila then becomes, what's the Lumdus of Rashi? What's the Tzad? That even though I did Roiv of it already, and Be'etzim I got it right, but if I was Hechel to be a Master, Shabbat me a Master, it should be an issue. So the Beis HaLevi says that Pshat and Rashi is that Yesh Lachkar. When we say that a Sheikhid only has to Shecht Reva the Simone, the Rube Kekulai, is the Taich of Rube Kekulai that the sheer of how much of the Simon you have to Shecht is the Reva? And once you do the Reva, the rest of the Simon might as well just be the foot. It's not a Mokim, it's not a Chelik anymore of where the Shechita needs to be Chal. Oilo Oilam Emelacha, Shechita is not Chal in Reva the Simon, Shechita is Chal in the ganze Simon. Nor was, because of Rube Kekulai, I don't need to Shecht the whole Simon to have a Shechita in the whole Simon. If I Shecht Reva the Simon, that itself can get me a Shechita in the ganze Simon. So the Beis HaLevi, Rashi understood that Shechita has to be in the whole Simon. Nor was, Rube Kekulai tells me that when I Shecht Reva, I get a Shechita in the Miyut Basra as well. If I would not Shecht the Miyut Basra, it's true, I would have a Shechita in the Miyut Basra, al yidei the Shechita of the Roiv. But that's poshit, if I decide to go and Shecht the Miyut Basra, so the Shechita is not because of the make-believe Shechita that I got al yidei Rubik Kekuloi, the Shechita is there because of what I did. So if it's Chal Shechita in the Miyut Basra, well then we understand why if you're Hechleb in the Miyut Basra, you're Shab in Miyut Basra, it's going to be a problem. If the way Rubik Kekuloi works, and specifically Rubik Shalach Kamayu in the world of Shechita Chulin is that the Shechita there's only chal in the roif. So it's not chal shchit in the mirpasno. So it doesn't matter how I shecht it, if I shecht it, when I shecht it, why I shecht it. It's like shechting the ear or the foot. It's not part and parcel of the shchita. So there's no way that a hechla b'miyapasra and a shav b'miyapasra would be a problem. Now Rashi learned that the shchita was always chal in the miyapasra. Now Vas, it's chal in the miyapasra al yidei the roif. But if you decide to go ahead and do the shchita in the miyapasra yourself, then it's b'chal al yidei the shchita. That is what Rashi understood. And hence, this Gemara Zibaya with a teiku, hanhoga l'chumra. But this is the longest that the Beis Halevi extrapolated from Shitas Rashi. Sayon daf lamed amud beis, sayon daf lamed beis amud alf. Now we were mefalful a little bit, Be'ezus Hashem, in this Shita of Rashi, Bechlal, and the Havana of Shitas Rashi of the Beis Halevi Befra. We spoke about it a little bit from the Kachem perspective, because in Kachem there's a term called Miruk. It comes from a Mishnah in Yuma daf lamed alf amud beis. And Miruk is the Hashlomo, it's the Gemar the Shechita. And we brought two rayas from Gedolei Achronim that the Miruk of a Shechita in the world of Kachem is not treated like the Shechita. The Kohen Gadol, Anyam Kippur, where there was a Kepeda for him to do all the Avodah, he would do the Shechita of the Tomet Shal Shachar, but because he had to do the Kabbalah, he had no choice but to have someone else do the Miruk. And there was no Kepeda on that. The Tosefta, in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, says that if Roiva the Shechita would be done without a Machshava Shalei Lashma, but the Miruk would be done with a Machshava Shalei Lashma, it's neither here nor there. And the Shaila is, what's the reason that in Shechitas Chulin, Hechle B'mir Basra, V'shama B'mir Basra is a Teiku with a Sifkot and Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to be Machmer, yet in the world of Kachem, Miruk, I don't care if a Zohar does it on Yom Kippur. You want to do Miruk with a Machshava Shalei Lashma, I got Roiva it right already, Maman of Shach. If you have the Lamedus in the Beis Halevi, as a Tutzach HaPashchita in the Miut Basra, Narvos, usually Al Yedei the Roiv, but now that I went ahead and did it, it's happening through my Shechita. So why should it be okay if a non-Kohen Gadol does it on Yom Kippur? And why should it be that if I had a Machshava Shalei Lashma, it shouldn't be a problem? So that was something that we were mafalful about. More recently, we mentioned the Gevaldige Chiddush for Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Hirsch Pesach brings in his Har Tzvi, that he heard from Reb Yisrael Veltz, a Maisa Shaya Kachaya, in the city of Brisk, where there was a Sheichet that was Shah B'miyat Basra, but Reb Chaim was Mekel because the animal wasn't Mefarches, based on our Sugya of a Sheichet Mesukenes, where it's Mavur that if it's Loi Mefarches, it's Becheskes Nevela, Ad Kedei Kach, the Rambam says Loiken Aleh. So if that's true L'chumra, it should be true L'kula as well. And Reb Chaim said that being that it wasn't Mefarches, must be that it already died out of Shechitas Reiv Simon, and if it died out of Shechitas Reiv Simon, that means what you did in the Miyat Basra was nothing. So even though it's true, all the Lomdis, you could pile a Shechit in the Miyat Basra, but once it's that ready, then obviously you can't do nothing. And it's for that reason Reb Chaim went ahead with his Koich that Teira, and we spoke out Reb Tzvi Pesach's two Ares and some more contemporary Lomdische Ares as it relates to this Gevaldige Chiddush from Reb Chaim. But Lahashlomas Ha'inyan, just to mention one more Ha'ara, and it's really, this is one of these mind teasers, and it's a fascinating, fascinating Shailon that the Gedolei Achronim discuss. And it begins with a Shef Shmaitza. The Shmaitza is in Shmaitza Aleph. It's Perek Chav Beis. So here's the background. We know Sveika Deiraisa L'chumra. Sveika Medeiraisa L'kula. Stating that the Halach and Shulchan Aruch is, it's based on Rishonim and Sugyas Hashas, that the only time you go L'kula when there's a Svek Sveika Medeiraisa is if it's not going up Kineged a Chazaka. But if there's a Chazaka Kineged a Svek Sveika, then the halacha is, even b'makom svek sveka, you're still going to go l'chumra. So svek sveka midairaisa, but only shaloi kineged chazaka. Right, that's in contrast to a one safik where you go l'chumra, even shaloi kineged chazaka. But if you have a svek sveka kineged chazaka, the halacha is, you're going to go l'chumra. It's for that reason, the halacha is, that if a shaychit shecht, and he has a svek sveka, whether the shechita was okay or not okay, we don't need the meat. And the reason is, based on a Gemara in Daf Tes, where the Gemara says, Behema b'chayeh, b'cheskas iser oimedes, and therefore it's always considered to be b'iser, achivad alecha, until you know for sure that something happened. Every every behema before it gets a kosher shechita is considered to be becheskas iser. Now, what's the cheskas iser? That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns the cheskas iser is the cheskas eva menachai. Tosfos says once you shech the animals, for sure not an eva menachai, so you can't say eva menachai. Rashi holds machzakina meyasal iser. This is a whole nother inyan. But Tosfos says what's the cheskas iser? It's the cheskas enes avoch, because it says in the Torah vizavachta, which might means either a mitzvah sasei tzarambam alava ba michlal sasei tzaraivet. But the bottom line is that if you don't shecht yet, you're violating ki'ilu the vizavachta, or you haven't fulfilled yet the vizavachta, and if you would go ahead and eat it, that would be considered iser enes avoch, and that's what the cheskas iser is. But the bottom line is, every animal until the shechita is becheskas iser. And for that reason, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if there's a svek sveika in a shechita, you don't eat it. It's a svek sveika, but it's keneged chazaka. Which chazaka? Chulun daf tesam and aleph. It's the cheskas iser. According to Rashi, cheskas evim anachai. And according to Tosfos, it's the cheskas enes avoch. Klerz the shev shmeitza. What would be if there's a svek sveika in the miut basra? What would be if the shechit shechted the miut basra and he had a svek sveka? Lidi dan, that we machma like shitas Rashi, that a shchita in the miyat basra is considered shchita, and therefore you better get it right. I feel him a day rice. So, l'chumra, l'chumra, l'chumra. What would be right now if you had a svek sveka? Says the Shev Shmaitza, I'm very, very not sure. On the one hand, my feeling is it should be no different than if I had a svek sveka in the tchila or the answer of the shchita. If there's a svek sveka in the shchita, even though svek sveka, even with a rice, you always go l'kula, but not keneged chazaka. Over here, there's a cheskas iser. So cheskas iser is other from a svek sveka. Abazok the shmeitze, I'm not sure. You know why I'm not sure? Because when this sheichet went ahead and he shechted the roif, at that point it became kosher. So at that second, the cheskas iser went away. The eva menachai, the cheskas enes avoach, at that point, the iser went away. If at that point, the iser went away, now that I go weiter with the miut basra, I'm not so sure that miut basra is going head-to-head anymore with a chazaka. Up until the roiv, you had the chazaka. But the minute I did the roiv, at that point, the chazaka went away. Because the iser went away, right? If you would check the roiv, drop your knife and take a bite out of this animal. It's kosher. You didn't do anything wrong. That means there's a moment in time where there's no cheskas iser. So if there's a moment in time where there's no cheskas iser, so if I go weiter and I have a svek sveka, I can't treat it anymore as a svek sveka. Can I get this? What's the other side? The other side is that being that there's a lumdus, we know what the lumdus is, the beis halevi. But being that there's a lumdus, then when I go weiter, it's considered part of the shechita. And when I go weiter, these are the words of the Shmaitza, Igloi Musala Mafreya, that the Shechita hat sich nicht abgetan al yedei the roiv, but now the Shechita is happening al yedei everything. I only have to do roiv. No, really I have to do everything. I just get the everything through the roiv, but the extent that I go weiter is Shechita, which means the Shechita is not finished yet. So if the Shechita is not finished yet, it's still going up. Kenegan Chazaka, so that's speaking. Kenegan Chazaka is going to be a problem. Here's the point. Do you look at it in the real time? Or do you look at it based on what's going on in the world of the Mafreya? When I get up to the Miyat Basra, and I'm about to do something that's going to involve a Svek Sveka, at that second there's really no Chazaka. It's when I go and I fear Royce, and now it's a Gloy Milsalam Afreya that I continued along, and that I was Mashlim, the Shechita, Al Yedei, the physical Shechita, that Limafreya in the world of retroactive, that chazaka went away. So when I was living it in real time, the chazaka wasn't there because the issa went away. But then again, I went weiter. And the minute I decided to go weiter, so now we're ready, igloy milsa limafreya, that the chazaka really never went away. And if that's the case, it's svek sveka, kenega chazaka. So Claire's the shmeitza. It's funny, shmeitza is a hard safer, right? So you sit down, if you're not holding in chulin, lamed beis, daftez, and the sugis that we're learning right now, this is an almost impossible shmeitza. But the truth is, we're holding in it, and this is already the fourth read by b'siyata d'shmaya on this topic, so we know the Indian a little bit. It's like a shmaka shayla. In the event they had a svek, right, usually svek sveka, mi abasa, when you're learning bavakama, this is hard. But svek sveka, in the Miut Basra, where ordinarily a Svek Sveka in the Shechita, being that it's Keneged the Cheskes Iser, would be dead on arrival, but now that it's in the Mi'ud Basra, and in real time, Be'etzim, the Cheskas Isser went away, so maybe it's or do you say, when I decided to go weiter, that the Shechita was not Nishlam, so now it's Hadadina, that it's Einez Avuach, it's Eivim Menachai, and if that's the case, based on this, that should be a problem. So Zok the Ktzais, Venira. What do you think the Ktzais is going to say? What's the Hergish of the Ktzais? Venira. The Chol Kahai Gavna, Kiven the Beshchitas Ruba, Huter, Afal Gavta Hadar Kishan Neulet Bas Safik Miet Basra, Vim Shab Miet Basra, Havale Kilu Ve Nishchet Okla, Miko Mokim Moikila Becheskes Shahoyo Koidem Shenesavu Miet Basra, Da Havu Becheskes Heter, Di Shavikla Acha Shchitas Ruba Hutra. Zok the Ktzais, my Hergish is Mutter. My hergish is that being that when I shechted the roiv, the cheskes hissa went away, even though I went fighter, and even though hechled me a basra, shoved me a basra, we go to chumra with that take with the base alivi, super duper lamdas. But at the end of the day, lemaisa, at that point, the chazaka went away, and if it went away, my hergish is that's the way it's going to be. Then the ktoy says, v'raya lozeh, I have a raya. And the ktoy says, raya is from Perko Isha Rabba, mesechta zivam, mestav pei chesam ad aluf, which is beyond the scope of this raid, right? But the emes is, the gedoyli achroinim are all mitzayin. That there was another achroin that said what the Ktzoy said, albeit benusach achiktsas, and he brings a meridiger raya from a raya that's not beyond the scope of this raid, right? From a gemara that we learned together. The achroin is the chem de shloime, the varsha verov. His raya is in Shail's Chuvas chem de shloime, Yerideya Simon Zion. The chem de shloime in that Chuva is discussing divrei Rashi. Befrat with the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, as quoted by the Tvua Shar, that Hechel be mi ambassador of a Shabbin be ambassador as a Shaila on a Dairais at the Galevel. Says the Chem de Shleim, Hoyol vani asuk bedivrei Rashi halos. I want to share with you a suffix that I had. Hoyisi mistapik. When does the Isser Eivim Menachai in the world of Rashi's Hechel be mi ambassador of a Shabbin be ambassador go away? So we know when Shoychet shechts an animal, the Issa Eivim Menachai goes away. Right? For a guy, Eivim Menachai is b'misa talya. For a yid, it's b'shchita talya. So the question is, at what point does the Issa Eivim Menachai go away? So ordinarily, you shecht the roiv of the simonim. When you shecht the roiv of the simonim, the Issa Eivim Menachai goes away. But what would be, says the Chem de Shloima, if the Shoychet decided to go weiter and he decided to shecht even the Mi'ut Basra, do we say that being that he went weiter, igloi milsalem afreya, that the Issa Eivim Menachai did not go away when you shechted the roiv? Or do you say that being that if you shecht the roiv and you drop your guns at that point, the Issa Eivim Menachai is gone, it's not going to come back because you decided to go weiter. And even though there's a sugya of hechel miyat basra, v'shabim miyat basra, beseder, that just means that it's chal shchita even in the miyat basra. But v'as negay, the Issa Eivim Menachai, it went away. So if it went away, well, I'm afraid it's going to come back. This is the suffix that the Chem de Shloimeh had. Nistapakti, when would the Issa Eivim Menachai go? So it's interesting. He says that l'fum riyata, my hergish was, that the Issa Eivim Menachai should go away when you finish the Shechita. So that even though it's true, if you pause the screen, when you do Raiv of the Simonim, there's no Issa Eivim Menachai. And if somebody would take a bite out of this animal right now, he's not over the Issa Chomer of Eivim Menachai. But if you decided to go weiter, and you see that's considered a Shechita, so Igloi Muslim Afreya not. So he said, as the from Riyata is, that there should not be an Issa Eivim Menachai, stating that the the Issa Eivim Menachai should be there. Because if you decided to go weiter, so the Issa Eivim Menachai, Kilu the Mafreya, just jumped right back. Stating that, he says, I have a Mefurish Araya, not that way. And the Araya is from a very Gishmaka Gemara, the Gemara that we learned together, and we went back to in one of the earlier raid bites in the Masechta, and that is in Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings that there was a Machloikis Rav Acha and Ravina regarding the sakin of a treifas. You have a shoychet, he shechted an animal, and it turned out that the animal was a treifa. The question is, does the shoychet need to kasher the sakin now, or does he not have to kasher the sakin now? What would be the tzad that he should have to kasher the sakin? It's because we know that the beis hashchit is choyim. It's considered to be hot. And as a result, there's blias and pleitas. To the extent that he shechted a sakin, there's blias of, he shechted a treifa, so there's blias of treifa inside the sakin right now. So he should have to go ahead and do a go. And that's what's going on over there. And the Gemara is different style than what the Shaila might exactly be. Says the Gemara, L'chura, I have a raya that if somebody shechts a treifa, you don't have to kasha the sakin. You know what the raya is? Because if a sheikhet has a treifa, the sakin needs a gola, then every single time you shecht an animal, the sakin should need a gola. And the reason is, because when the sheikhet goes in and shechts the animal, before the shechitas roiv simonim, the animal's eva menachai, which means that the sakin has blias of eva menachai. So if it has blias of eva menachai, because of the chayim beis ha-shechita, so you should always have to do a gola. So we spoke about this, you have a raya from here, that there's something called blias in eva menachai. But the bottom line is, so l'chura says the Gemara, it's pashat that a sakin of a treifa, you don't have to be magal. Because if you have to be magal, the sakin of a treifa, then every time a sheikh checks, you have to be magal. No one ever heard of such a thing. But the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. You know why it's not a raya? Because it's true that the beis ha-shechita is chayim. And it's true when you shecht an animal that's not kosher with a sakin, it's going to be baleia from the animal, and there would be a problem. But when does the beis ha-shechita become chayim? When does it become hot enough for it to do what it does in the world of Yerideya? It's at the Gemara the Shechita. At the Gemara the Shechita, it's not even Menachai anymore. Because it's only even Menachai before the Gemara the Shechita. And being that at the Gemara the Shechita, it's not even Menachai, so mathematically it just doesn't line up, and for that reason it's not going to be a problem. No, the Gemara says, Be'etzim, you're right. Every single time you shecht an animal, you should need agola on the sakin. But technically, it's not an issue. Because when it's Eva Menachai, it's not Cham. And when it's Cham, it's not Eva Menachai. So you never have it that it's Cham and Eva Menachai. So like this, you're going to have an issue. Zoktechem de Shloima Dover Nifla. He says, that's all good when you shecht only Roif. He says, but what's going to be if the Sheikhet goes in and he shechts the entire Simen? Which the Halacha Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to do. That's the mitzvah lechatchila, right? We saw right in the beginning of Perek HaShoichet, Tavchav Zayin HaMeralf, Tam HaFurish HaGemar, that lechatchila you're supposed to go ahead and shecht, right? You're supposed to go ahead and do it. In that situation, every time the Shoichet does a lechatchila, you're going to end up with this problem. You know why? Because when you shecht the roiv, it's be'etzem ha-shechita. You're going to have the halachas of chayim beis ha-shechita. How do I know that? Because all the halachas of chayim beis ha-shechita are totally in a-shechita, and shechita be'roiv is considered a-shechita. So it's possible you're going to have the chayim of the beis ha-shechita when all you do is you shecht the roiv. And if you're going to tell me that late Rashi's shechita in Hechel Me'as Shabim Basra, when I go weiter, it's the Isser Eva Menachai. So when I shecht the Miyat Basra, the sakin's being boileya from the Eva Menachai. It's true, up until the Roiv, you'll tell me there's no Chamimos. But when I go ahead and I shecht Roiv, now it's heis. It's super duper heis now. So for sure, what happens in the Miyat Basra does have the ability to be boileya. And if it's going to be vayt the Eva Menachai, it should be a problem. Zoktechem the Shloima, if that's the case, it's klar that even though my hergish was that if I go weiter, in the world of Rashi, you have to say the Issa Eva Menachai is going to be there. Abul Afio Emes, the Issa Eva Menachai is really not going to be there. Azoy Dafman Zogin, you have no choice but to say that this is the way it's going to be. If you think about it, the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph Chav Beis and the Chem de Shloim and Yerideya Simen Zayin, they both arrived in the same exact place. They're both saying the same thing. What they're both saying is that even though there's a Shitas Rashi of Hechla B'miyat Basra, and there's a Shitas Rashi of Shah B'miyat Basra, but this whole Shitas Rashi is only negeya that if you mess up in the shechita is going to be a shechita psula. But at the same time, that's klar, that as it relates to the cheskas iser, be it Eva Menachai, be it cheskas ein ezavuach, the cheskas iser is going to go away. In the shmeitzer's world, what would be if you had a svek svek in the miyat basra? By the way, it could be you don't even need a svek svek in the miyat basra, because if you remember, the whole shayla of the miyat basra is a safek with a teiko. So it could be even one safek with demon stars. But either way, a svek svek in the miyat basra would be not considered a svek sveka b'makim chazaka. It would be considered a regular svek sveka, which you would go l'kula, which the Shmait says a chiddush, because in Hilchot Shechita, when there's a svek sveka, we're machmer. But in the Miyat Basra, as much as we're machmer in the Miyat Basra, but being that it's shloi keneged chazaka, over there not. Chem de Shlomi was discussing, is there an issa even menachai? That was his discussion. Is there issa even menachai? And the Chem de Shlomi said the same thing, that even if you go weiter, where we look at what you did weiter as being part and parcel of the Shechita, but at the same time, that is only as it relates to if what I did is shechita or not shechita. But what is negay the issa eva menachai, that's poshut issa eva menachai is going to go away. They're saying the same thing. They're both saying that even though the shechita goes weiter in the miyat basra, but what's negaya, how I view the animal right when I finish the roiv, they're both saying I view it now as a kosher animal. I view it as a kosher animal. Now, if I mess up, then you're going to lamafreya have a problem. But lamaisa, I view this as a kosher animal. And therefore, in the world of the Shev Shmaitza, you don't have any of the Chaskas Issers, and in the world of In the world of the Chem de Shloima, you're not going to have an Isra Eivim Nachai. What's interesting, though, is that the Shev Shmeitza, in his Muschel Rishon, in his Shtekel Torah, was V'nira d'chol k'ay gavna kivin d'b'shchit asru b'huter afa gav t'hoder k'shenoyla basof mi'epasu v'sham mi'epasu av v'kilu n'shchol adkham v'kamokim mo'iki lo b'cheske sh'ayu k'oyin v'shenas av mi'epasu av v'cheske sh'atam. The muscharishin of the tzois of the Shev Shmeitza, the velin nira of the Shev Shmeitza. There's no one who's a bigger authority in the world of Chazakas than the Shev Shmeitza, right? So the Shev Shmeitza, maybe the Shev Shmeitza's brother, the Kuntros Hasvekis, but the Shev Shmeitza, in his Lefum Riyata, the venira of the Shev Shmeitza was that this is the way it should be. The Chem de Shloime Gana Ga'onim. The Chem de Shloime was about Plukta of the Shev Shmeitza. The Chem de Shloime was at Gretan Lernin mit the Nesivis, Rab Kivegan, the Chsam Soifer. The Chem de Shloime was the Varsheva Rav. The Chem de Shloime, his Lefum Riyata was just the opposite. His Lefum Rieta was the other way around. At the end of the day, they both degreicht in the same exact place. They both arrived, they met up, because at the end of the day, they had raya's. Ironically, the Shmeitzer did not have a raya from the Sugis of Chulin. The Chem de Shloime had a raya in the floor from the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ches Amud Beis. But again, it's a fascinating discussion, a little bit of a mind teaser. We'll save the second raid by Metz Shem for tomorrow. I will stop here.